Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Special in-studio guest here this morning talking about Sweet Treat Saturday, benefiting the Amy Center. And Executive Director Michaela Wharton is in here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to talk about all that the Amy Center does, and then obviously this event to kind of help benefit that. Let's just start there. Can you kind of explain what exactly the Amy Center is and what it does for the community and kids in our community?
Absolutely. So the Amy Center has actually been in our community for over 34 years. We were founded in 1990 by Dennis Schultz in memory of his daughter, Amy. And we serve abused children and children that have experienced trauma throughout Southern Illinois. So we cover 7 counties. And we are a child advocacy center, which means we serve as a first response safe place for children who have experienced trauma or abuse to come in and tell their story. We also have law enforcement, child protection services, different agencies, maybe state's attorneys, whatever is applicable, we have them there. And so when we conduct a specially trained forensic interview, that allows for the child to only have to tell their story once, and then we all work together to do what's in the best interest of the child. And that way they're not going to multiple places and offices telling the same traumatic story over and over again.
There's so many, organizations in Southern Illinois and really in this area too, Jefferson County and in the surrounding counties, that can be advocates for kids. You start thinking about it, and before, 5 years ago, I probably didn't know that, Amy Center. There's all these different organizations that help these kids, and all these kids are local too. It's crazy how locally you probably know somebody that's been affected and could use the Amy Center or other organizations like the Amy Center.
Absolutely. We are very blessed with a lot of great nonprofits in the area that serve Southern Illinois children and truly provide a voice for those kids. And the advocacy services, we can talk about all of the nonprofits that are available, but you have to remember they're there because there's a need. So they're filling a heavy and a great need in the area, and that's heartbreaking and unfortunate, but it's wonderful to know that so many resources are available to those children and their families.
And can people get involved with the Amy Center, just your average Joe on the street like some of these other organizations?
So it's a little bit different with the Amy Center because all of what we do is so discreet. And so volunteerism is a little bit limited with the Amy Center. We do have a lot of fundraising events throughout the year and just participation in those as well as volunteerism. For instance, our golf outing, if someone wanted to volunteer with that. But for the most part, the thing that benefits us greatly is just people being aware of what we do. So following us on Facebook or just kind of sharing with, family and friends a little bit about us. Is really, really helpful because the more we can get the word out, especially with us covering such a wide area with our 7 counties, the more of a role that we can play in those communities.
And I guess if you want to get involved, you can donate, right?
Absolutely. That's, we'll let you donate all day long.
Yeah, that's a big way to get involved if, you maybe want to volunteer your time, and that is fantastic for people to do. But, also these organizations that we're talking about, like the Amy Center and others, thrive on, participation through donations. So that's something that you can do. And that's kind of the main reason why we were going to originally have you in here to talk about Sweet Treat Saturday, because that is a benefit that you guys are helping put on, and you're utilizing a wide array of area, ice cream shops and different things like that on this Saturday, right? Can you kind of explain what Sweet Treat Saturday is and where people can go to, help the Amy Center?
Yeah, sure. So Sweet Treat Saturday is something a little bit different. We've done dine and donates in the past for dining establishments where you go in and you actually sit down and have a meal, which works great. And we're really thankful for all the restaurants that provide that support and partnership. But we just kind of had an idea to do something a little different, especially in the summer. Everybody is still really busy with, travel, sports, and different things that keep families, busy and moving in the summer. And so we thought, we're just really fortunate in this area to have a lot of really cool, little ice cream shops and parlors. And we thought, why not do something with them? Maybe a lot of them, you don't go in and order a whole meal. Some of them do have a really big menu and you can have a whole, lunch or dinner there. But it's just kind of a fun little different type of a dine and donate event where we are encouraging people in all 7 of our counties and all of our communities that we serve to go to one of the 8 participating ice cream shops and order anything they want off the menu. We're calling it Sweet Treat Saturday because, of course, it's been you know, crazy hot, and it would be great to get, you know, a little scoop of ice cream. But if somebody's in the mood for something else, go for it. And they can order anything off the menu on Saturday. And all of these places that are participating are going to give us some funds to help us be able to serve kids in the community. So we're promoting these businesses, but we're also doing a fundraiser. So it works out great.
Yeah, I mean, they're all over, obviously. I mean, with where you all serve, you know, Jefferson, Marion, Washington, Wayne, Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Clinton and Clay.
Clinton and Clay. Okay, mm-hmm. I was getting there.
You got it.
Just Dairy Mart in Salem. So for those of you in that area, that's a good place to go for this Sweet Treat Saturday. Yell and Helen's in Dix. Hometown Swirls in McLeansboro. Seatown Twist in Centralia. There's some other ones, too. Like, there's four others, I think.
Yeah. So we've got Scoops in Belrive. We've got Twisted Twins in Woodlawn. Fat Dad's in Louisville. And Dairy King in Breeze.
Okay. So plenty of places from all around our listening area for you to go and take part in this Sweet Treat Saturday, benefiting the Amy Center this Saturday, August 3rd. It's throughout the day. And if you want more info, I'm sure, you know, the Amy Center, you guys probably, Facebook probably be the best spot for
that'd
you guys.
That'd be perfect. Or? Yep. Amy Schultz Child Advocacy Center on Facebook.
So find that. We're also got this on our community calendar at WMIX94.com. Real quick before we let you go, Michaela, anything else coming up, not just this, but coming up for the Amy Center that maybe you want to mention to get out to the folks ahead of time here?
We don't have anything major until later in the fall, but we do just want to encourage folks that with it being back to school time, a lot of our children that we see need help with school supplies. We do have a comfort closet for every child and their siblings that come through our door that provides hygiene items, comforting items like donated quilts and blankets, toys, all those good things. But right now is the season where kids are needing help with back to school supplies. So if you have anything that you'd like to donate, if you want to order something off Amazon and ship it to us, back to school supplies would be fantastic. That will really help a lot of low income families and families in need in our area.
The Amy Schultz Child Advocacy Center, the Amy Center. And you can find out more on their Facebook page. Office lines to 618-244-2100. Anywhere else people can go to find out more, website or anything?
They can visit our website. We are getting ready to do a website refresh, but it's amycenter.mvn.net.
So for now, maybe just check out the Amy Center on Facebook. Michaela, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.